Hello, and welcome to our webinar today. We're happy to have you here for our Layout Manager training. I'd like to go ahead and get started. First, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Bruce Ekman. I'm the President and CEO of AZNet Tools, and I will be the host of today's webinar. We have with us Tyler Swindeman, who's actually going to be the presenter. How are you today, Tyler?
I'm doing great.
Glad to have you here with us.
Thank you.
So, Tyler's going to actually do the presentation. And here are the topics that we're going to cover during the webinar. Tyler, could you just go ahead and kind of tell us what you're going to go through in the webinar today?
Well, as you can see here on your screen, you can see the outline of our webinar. Today we will cover an introduction to layout managers, the basics of Page Builder, just show you some functions and how to do certain things within Page Builder to get us started with using layout managers. And then we're going to cover the layout manager basics and set up a few examples, show you kind of how you would use them, and then we'll go through the configuration of layout managers, each of the different options, so that you have a good grounding or understanding of how layouts work and what you can do with layouts. And then we're going to show you how to use nested layout managers, which is, you know, one layout manager within another. And then we're going to show you some examples. And then we're going to cover some standard cautions with using layout managers, what not to do or what to avoid or what can happen if certain things are done a certain way. And then we're just going to do a review of the entire webinar. So that's what we're covering today.
Okay. That sounds like it's a good amount of information to cover today, Tyler. So I'll go ahead and turn the desktop over to you. And you can go ahead with your presentation there. You should be able to pick it up.
Okay, well, as you can see here on your screen, we're starting out here from our Member Tools account. This is the first screen that you see once you log into your Member Tools account. You should be pretty familiar with this screen, but we're going to go over how to get to where we need to be to start working with layout managers. But first, as just a general introduction to layout managers, layout managers are pretty important, and here's the reason why. Making your website visually appealing could be one of the biggest challenges you face when you develop your website. If your website is well made, your visitors will be much more likely to stay longer, return, or even make purchases or sign up or participate within your site and your products and services. In order to create a good website, you need to learn how to organize the content on your pages. And the purpose of this webinar is to teach you how to use Easy Page Builder Layout Manager blocks, which is the key to effective website design. The Layout Manager block is a type of block in Page Builder. It's similar to many of the other types of blocks in there if you're familiar with Easy Page Builder, like the title block, text simple block, table block, and so on. But the Layout Manager block is unique because it allows us to rearrange those different types of blocks. It doesn't allow us to add any content to the page. It just simply allows us to organize that content more effectively. Without layout manager blocks, all of the content on our page would be displayed at one on top of another, and we're going to get into that here in a second, but it won't look professional. Most of you will have designs that are pretty comprehensive or aesthetically pleasing, and in order to actually build them within the tools, you need to use layout manager blocks. They're very important. You almost can't build a website now without them. So now we're going to get into what we need to do and how we can do it. So the first thing that we're going to do to start working with the layout managers is we're going to go into our construction tools tab, as you can see here with my mouse. And once we're in the construction tools tab, we're going to click on Easy Page Builder. Now, Easy Page Builder is the program that we use to edit our web pages. In this situation, we're actually just going to create a new blank page. So I just selected this new blank page option here, and I'm going to click Continue. And this will open up a new blank page in Page Builder. And since there isn't anything on the page, the very first thing Page Builder asks is, do you want to add a new block? Right now, we're just going to go ahead and click Cancel. And then this will take us to our page, and the only thing that's displayed on this page is just the basic global information that's specified on this account. So there's really nothing on here but just the footer information. if you haven't seen Page Builder before, let me just move this little thing out of the way here so you can see this. Page Builder has a few things in here that are important for using Easy Page Builder, and the first one is this little drop-down arrow up here where File is. Just a few things from here. If you're working on a page, you want to make sure that you save the page, and so you can save a page by simply clicking Save. And I don't know if you can see this over here, but way over here is a drop-down. Can you see it? I don't see it on the screen. But once we start adding in blocks in here, there's a drop-down over here that will show a list of all the blocks on the page. And we call this our page layout. And it'll help us in managing our layout manager blocks when we start adding those in. And to add in a block, we're just going to go ahead and click over here on Add. And we're going to add in a new block. And for training purposes, we're just going to add in a few basic blocks here. So we're just going to add in a title block and click Next Step. And in here, we're just going to enter in the number 1 and make it big so we can see it. And let's make it bigger. There we go. And then we're just going to go ahead and add this in. So I'm basically going to be setting up a few blocks in here for us to work with layout managers. So I've created a first block in here. We're going to create a second one. And again, we're just going to enter in a number 2 and make it large. And you can see that I'm just editing the font size of these blocks within the title block, which is one of our more basic blocks within Page Builder that allows you to simply just add in text to a website pretty quickly. And just quickly setting these up pretty quickly. So as you can see here, I've just now added 3 blocks, and they're numbered 1, 2, and 3, onto this particular page. And you've noticed that I've simply clicked this little green plus sign to add in a new block. This is our new add block button. Next to it's a pencil, which is our edit button. And the next few here are move buttons, and then our red X is a delete button. These are pretty useful in using Page Builder. But as you can see, it's added these blocks, one on top of another. And if I continue adding on blocks, which I'm not, it would just keep adding these blocks all the way down the page. And you can see that their numbering, 1, 2, and 3, are also consecutive with the sequence of these blocks that were added. So you can see here that you can add in blocks in Page Builder pretty quickly, and you can add in graphic blocks and title blocks, and you can have, you know, a fairly good-looking website if you wanted to have one of those pages that was just a really long page. We've all seen them out there. Some people are effective with those. But others need a little bit more control with their design and to be able to do some neat things. So one of those tools is Layout Manager Blocks. What we're going to do is we're actually going to add in a Layout Manager block now. And to do that, I'm just going to click this little green plus sign here. I'm going to do it on block 1. And on this drop-down list here where we're selecting which blocks we want to add, we just scroll all the way down to the very bottom. And the second one from the bottom is called Layout Manager. And we're just going to select before. And basically what I've done is I've clicked the green plus sign on block 1, and I'm saying that I want to add this new Layout Manager block before that block, and then click Next Step. And this will take us to our configurations options for this Layout Manager block. But for right now, I'm just going to select rows, and I'm going to submit this block. And we're going to cover each of these features here in a second. As soon as I show you how to add this block and put these blocks in it and what we can do with it layout-wise. So you can see here now that I've added in this new block 1, and it's empty. It doesn't have anything in it. And the number is 1, and all the numbers after it have changed, 2, 3, and 4. And so this is our Layout Manager block here. And what I'm going to do now is, in order to use this Layout Manager block, I'm going to move blocks into it. Now, and here's our drop-down list that I was talking about earlier. If I click on this drop-down list, it shows a page layout of all of the blocks on our page. And you can see that this new layout manager that I added actually takes up 2 slots on this. It's 1-start layout and 1-end layout. And later on, when I show you how this works, you'll eventually see that everything between start layout and end layout is contained within the layout manager block. Right now, there's nothing in it, so it doesn't have anything in it here on this dropdown, and it doesn't have anything on the block in the page. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move these existing title blocks that we've created into this layout manager block. To do that, I'm going to just simply click this blue up arrow and move it into the block. And it's going to move it inside block one, which is the layout manager. And so now you can see how this layout manager border kind of goes around this entire block. And you can also see that the red number has changed for this title block, that it's now 1.1 instead of just 2, and that all of the consecutive blocks have changed number as well. So we've got 2 and 3. And I'm just going to simply click the blue arrow up on these and move them into the layout manager as well. And I've moved the second one in, and now I'm moving the third one in. So now with this layout manager block that we've added, we have three title blocks, and they're actually in the same exact order and layout as they were prior to using the layout manager block. So we really haven't accomplished anything different. All we've done is we've added in a layout manager block and moved these blocks into it. But suppose we want these blocks to be side by side instead of all one on top of another down the page. Maybe we want them to go across the page. So this is where a layout manager comes in handy, is we can then click on this little pencil edit icon and edit this block one, which is our layout manager. And when we first set up this layout manager, we selected rows, which is one block on top of another, each on their own row, all the way down your page. Columns is one block in its own column, all in one row across the page. And so we're just going to simply select columns from rows and go down and submit this block, and we should see an immediate change in how these blocks are laid out across this page. So instead of, again, being laid out one on top of another down the page, they are now side by side across your screen. And we changed that just by simply selecting one option and making that change. So this is the basic use or kind of the basics of layout manager blocks. They allow us to add blocks side by side or one on top of another. And later on, we'll show you how to use those in conjunction with other layout manager blocks to actually build a nice looking website that takes up, you know, all of the real estate that you would like to use and place your content wherever you would like, that makes it more manageable and more aesthetically pleasing design. The next thing that we're going to cover now is going over the actual options for the layout manager block. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to go ahead and just edit this layout manager block again by clicking the little pencil edit icon on block one. And this opens up to our edit layout manager block screen. Now what you're familiar with, what we've already changed and seen is the select layout style. And again, if I can just explain that again, the layout style allows you to choose whether the layout manager blocks are displayed on top of each other in rows or side by side in columns. So if that seems a little confusing, if you can try to picture a spreadsheet, you have cells that go down your screen in one column and cells that go across your screen in one row. And if that's even more confusing, you can always call up our technical support. So moving on, we have the background options for the layout manager. And the background is a really nice feature because this background feature isn't for the background of your website. This is the background for this particular layout manager. And so what's nice about this is it sets the background image or color, and you can see here that you have a color picker option, which brings up many different colors that you can just simply click on, or an easy browse where you can choose an image. And this will set the image or color behind all of the blocks within the layout manager. You can use repeated images, like a small little graphic that repeats all the way across or down this layout manager, but it is the background image for just this layout manager and all the blocks within it. And there are some options here for image position. You can choose whether the image starts in the top left corner of the Layout Manager block and then tiles or repeats across and down, or if it starts in the center and repeats and starts out, or only takes up a certain portion of the Layout Manager block. Maybe it doesn't take up the entire thing. We can actually uncheck these repeats so it doesn't repeat. Different things like that. So this gives you some more flexibility as to whether or not you have a repeated image, or if you have a particular image, it just takes up the background of a particular part of the Layout Manager. The next thing is the padding. And I've got a little visual here that kind of explains this, I think, pretty well. So I'm just going to come over here to our a little graphic that somebody in our support department made a long time ago. This is on our EasyNet University website. And this kind of shows you what padding is. Padding is the space that appears between the content of a particular block and its border. So in a particular layout manager, if you were to specify padding in a layout manager, you could specify the distance between the content of the different blocks within the layout manager and the actual border of the layout manager. And getting back into Page Builder to kind of show you what that is, if we just simply come back here and click cancel, you can see that there's a border around this layout manager block, block one, and it goes around all of these blocks that are within it. And we can specify padding top, left, bottom, or right between this border of the layout manager and all the blocks within it. And really, this is mainly used for positioning of the blocks, or allowing some space between the layout border or the design of your website and the blocks within the layout manager. And this is specified in pixels. And pixels is just a measurement of space. Usually your screen on your computer or your monitor has a set width and height in pixels. And so you measure and insert the number of pixels here that you would like space-wise between the block on your computer and, the blocks on in your layout manager and the layout manager border itself. And moving on, the next thing is actual borders. And again, this is the borders for the layout manager only. And you can specify, again, the size in pixels. And I've got another example here, and also the color. And I've got another example here of border types. And this just gives you an idea of some of the borders that you can select for the borders of the layout manager. You can have no border, which means there's no border around the layout manager. You can have a solid border, a ridge border, dotted, double inset, dashed, groove, and outset. Inset and outset. Inset kind of looks like it's an impressed button, and the outset looks like it's an outset button, a button that kind of sticks out a little bit, gets some kind of a 3D effect there, and so on. And these are just different options that you can have selected for your layout manager. And again, just to show you where that would show up on the layout manager, again, this border here that goes around the layout manager, this is something that we see within Page Builder, but this is not something that we see within the website itself. This is more of a feature for us to work with within Page Builder to see the blocks. But this border that we would specify for this layout manager would actually appear around these blocks. Kind of similar to how this border is for the layout manager currently. And we're going back into here now where we can edit the border. So again, you can edit your borders. You can have a top border, or you can select it to none, and left border, and you can change some of these. And this is, and I don't know if you've seen this, but we've built a really nice feature in here where if you change the first one, it changes all of them, and then you can go on and continue to change each of them individually. So it's a quick way of selecting the type of border for all of them. Or left and right, you can actually change just left and right. If we change this from dotted to solid, you'll notice it changed left and right solid. But let's say we want left solid and right dashed. And so you can eventually change each individual one if you want to, but for time saving, we've added the ability to change all of them at once, or just top and bottom or left and right. Block options. Normally when you add a layout manager for the very first time, there is nothing within this block options, and that's because there's no blocks within the layout manager. Where we've added in three blocks here, you can see the actual numbers here, block 1, block 2, and block 3. If we added more, it would continue on, 4, 5, and 100, and so on. And so this is the actual kind of layout master configuration for some of these blocks, for these blocks within the layout manager. One of those things that we can specify is the width of this particular block within the layout manager. If we wanted this block to only take up 50%, we would type in 50% here, and the rest here we would type in 25%. And notice that when you enter in the numbers here, you have two options of the units. You can do percent or pixels. And you just need to be aware that if you're doing percent, 100% is the max. So you need to make sure that your numbers add up. So 50, 25, and 25 is 100. Pixels, though, you don't have to worry about adding your pixels up to 100. What you need to worry about is adding them up to the width of your page. If your page is 640 pixels wide, or is it 800 pixels wide, or 1,024 pixels wide, then you would want to make sure that the width of these blocks within this layout manager add up to that particular size. Or if you have nested layouts, which we're going to get into later on, then you'll have a layout manager within a layout manager and possibly even more. And you may have one layout manager that only takes up 100 pixels, but the blocks within it may only take up 50 or 25 or so on. And so the width that you would enter in here is really the width that you would like these blocks to take up within the layout manager. And it gets more important later on when you start nesting blocks and actually getting into a very complicated and good-looking design and website. The next feature is the vertical alignment, and this is the vertical alignment of the blocks within the layout manager. Right now they're all selected to middle, but you can select top, middle, or bottom. And this allows you to, when for instance, we've added in these title blocks in here, this allows us to possibly have this block one top, and this middle one middle, and maybe our third one bottom, and it would kind of show these blocks within the layout manager in kind of a diagonal type fashion. If they're all middle, they're all center aligned, they all line up together. One of the most common things that people do is set all of the blocks within a particular layout manager to top, or bottom, or middle, or you might have, again, varying differences here, but for alignment purposes or working with designs, most times you'll just set it to top, and they would all be top. And then you can also specify the background color and the background image for a particular block. So if you remember, clear up here at the top, there was the background, and this again was for the entire layout manager. This would be the background image or color for all the blocks within the layout manager. This allows us to specify an individual color and image behind this particular block within the layout manager. So if you wanted to have a black background behind this block one, a white one behind block two, and a yellow one behind block three, you could change each one of these background colors or images behind each of these individual blocks and so on. And then moving on down here to some more block options is our border size, space between blocks, and padding within blocks. And this is a feature that is commonly confused with some of the previous ones with borders and padding and so on. But what this feature is, this is for the individual blocks within the layout manager. You can actually specify a border size for all the blocks within the layout manager. You can also specify the space between all of the blocks within page or within the layout manager. And essentially, this is used so that if you have several blocks within a layout manager, but they run onto each other, different things like that, you can actually separate them by just entering in a number here in pixels to separate those a little bit. Same thing with padding within blocks. Similar to what we showed you here with padding, again, padding is between the content and the border of that block. And this we were using as a layout manager, but you could use this for any type of block, like a title block. If this was our actual text within our title block, and we wanted to specify padding between the top, left, right, and bottom part of this text in between the block border, we could do that within the layout manager by saying we would like padding within the blocks to be a certain size in pixels.
Hey, Taylor, can I just make a note here? One of the things that I see that I think looks very unprofessional in websites is if text is actually touching a border. And so I think that it's very important to use that padding to keep the text away from the borders, because you just need a little space in there, and it makes all the difference in the world to make the site look professional.
That's correct. And I'm sure all of us have seen websites that the text runs right onto the border. It's hard to read, and it doesn't allow us to see where one thing starts and one thing ends. So using padding is a very wise thing to do if you have a lot of text or if you're using it for layout purposes for your website. For text purposes, I think I've seen anywhere from 5 to 15 pixels for padding, and it just makes it set it itself apart from the design or the layout, and it makes it look very, very appeasing to the eye and very easy to read. So these are things to think about when you're designing and building your website, is how well your website is designed and pleasing to the eye, because again, in marketing, you know, people are going to go to your website, and if they're immediately offended or they don't like the website, they're going to leave. But if the website is pleasing to the eye and it's comfortable for them and they can read everything pretty clearly and they understand it and things like that, this is one of those things that will help you keep them as loyal visitors and maybe even turn them into customers. And so these are important things to remember. And the layout manager is the key tool in helping you build and design and lay out your website exactly the way you would want it laid out and to look. So the very last things we're going to cover here for the layout manager is the CSS class section. And really, this is for advanced users, but this allows advanced users to assign this layout to a CSS. And if you're not sure what CSS is, it stands for Cascading Style Sheets. And Cascading Style Sheets really doesn't even explain really what it is. And so it's sometimes the full name is even just as confusing. But really, all this does is it allows you to use another file to control the behavior and the color and the font and all the different kind of controls that you would want to use more advanced than what this block can handle or do by itself. It allows you to specify the class of that particular file and use that. So it's, again, this is for more advanced users that want to do a bit more than what this block provides. And if you have any questions about that, or if you're not sure if this is something you need, or if you want to learn how to do this, you can always give our technical support a call, and they'll kind of show you maybe some examples or how to use it or what it's for, different things like that. And the last thing is the insert blank line, and this is really just a convenience tool. If you've ever been in Page Builder adding in blocks, sometimes you have to add in what's called spacer blocks to separate your blocks, give them some space. Again, as Bruce mentioned earlier, you know, it can really make a website not look very well if things run onto each other or they're right on the border and different things like that. This insert blank line takes the extra work of having to add in another block onto your page to just insert some space below this layout manager block and maybe the block below it. And so, again, it just adds in space for you. It's a quick, time-saving, convenient tool that we've integrated into the layout manager to add in space below this layout manager block. So, and this covers all of the different block options for the layout manager block. And so we're just going to go ahead and go back now to our main screen here in Page Builder, where we've got our three blocks here. And now we're actually going to cover nested layout managers. This is something that I've mentioned earlier so far in the webinar a few times. And what nested layout managers are, again, they are blocks within other blocks. probably the best way to explain this is nested layout manager blocks allows you to put one block or one manager block inside one another. And the main goal of this is to either is to have either a column that is split into rows or a row that is split into columns. Instead of just having all one column or all one row, you can actually split them up within each of the layout manager blocks. And this allows you to achieve a higher level of flexibility with designing your website. Because as you can see here again, we've got one layout manager block with three blocks in it. And we can design a good looking website using this same structure, and we could probably add in some more blocks here, and we could probably add in another layout manager block and keep going with the same thing. Maybe for a photography website, maybe they would have columns of photographs and rows of photographs, and they might have, you know, one right after the other and so on. But for most conventional websites, this may not be very useful. So we're going to show you how to create nested layout manager blocks now. So what we're going to do now is we're actually going to create a new layout manager block, and we're simply going to click this little green plus sign here on block one again, and we're just going to scroll down all the way at the very bottom where our layout manager is located, and we're going to select that, and we're actually going to add this after, and you can see here on this drop-down list now, start layout is the layout manager, and then it has the three blocks in it, 1.1, 1.2, and 1.3, and then our one end layout. And so everything that's within this layout here is numbered, starting with one and so on. And we're going to add this right after our end layout, meaning we don't want this new layout manager within the previous layout manager. We're just going to click next step. And in this situation here, we're just going to actually create columns. So we're just going to go and select columns and just click submit. And now we're going to add in some blocks within this layout manager. And so we're going to click this green plus sign again, and we're just going to click title, and we're going to number this number one, and we're going to come into the font color size and just change this font to a larger font and submit this block. And you can see here, I'm actually flowing or moving pretty quickly through the tools. It's very easy. This is one of the great things about Easy Page Builder, is you can add things and set things up very easily. And I can just quickly edit a type of a block and add things in. And it's very nice. It's one of the nicest things that we have. And so now that I've added in this this first title block here, it's number 2.1. So again, it follows the same numbering structure. This is the first block within block 2. And now I'm going to add another block in here. And I'm just going to click on this green plus sign here. And I'm going to scroll down, and I'm actually going to select another layout manager. And again, this is our definition of layout managers is, or nested layout managers, is you can place one layout manager within another layout manager. And there's really no limit to that, but later on we're going to discuss cautions of using too many layout managers. And we're just going to go ahead and select after this title block, 2.1, and click next step. And this time we're going to select rows, and then we're just going to go ahead and submit this block at the very bottom. So now we have our layout manager number 2, and we have our first block 2.1, which is our title block numbered 1, and now we've got our layout manager block, which again has nothing in it, and it's to the right of this title block because we've set this layout manager in columns. We're now going to edit this block 2.2. We're not going to edit, we're going to add a new block into it. So we're going to add, by clicking in this green plus sign, we're going to add in a title block, and we're going to add it in after 2.2 start layout, which means we're adding it inside this second layout within this first layout here, 2.2, and we're just going to select after start layout and click next step. And we're going to number this 2, and we're just going to change our font size here to be a little larger for us to read this a little better, and add it to this page. So now, again, within this layout manager block, I've got block 2.1, To the right of it, I've got block 2.2. And within that layout manager block, I've got 2.2.1. So you can see now that, again, following the same numbering sequence starting with 1, this is the first block within block 2.2. 2.2 is the second block within block 2, and so on. And now we're going to add in a third or a second block in here. So we're just going to click this green plus sign again, title block, enter in our number 3, increase our font size, and just go ahead and submit this block. And now you can see now that we've started to get a little bit more design or placement with using layout managers. We have our layout manager block here too, our 2.1, our 2.2 with 2.1, 2.2.1, and 2.2.2. 2.2.2 is the second block within block 2.2, and so on. And we could keep adding in blocks in here, but you can quickly see a few things in here. First of all, you can see that this block 2.1 isn't lined up exactly with 2.2 as far as being lined up with the top. It's set to middle. And as we talked about earlier, if we edit this block 2, you can see that here in the block options. You can see that block 1 is set to middle alignment, and the block 2 is set to middle alignment. But because block 2 has several blocks in it that's taking up more space, it's pushing the layout manager down more, which is making this be middle. So we can actually change this to top. We can actually change them both to top, but we won't see any difference with block 2. And submit this. And now you can see that block 2.1 should be lined up exactly vertically with block 2.2 as it is right here, as you can see. And we can move this block up and down or change it a little bit. But this is the general functionality of layout managers, using the alignment features and so on. The other thing that you can see here is on this drop-down up here, which is our page layout drop-down, you can see the structure of this web page. 2.2 layout, 2 start layout here, and then 2 end layout. So everything in between start layout and end layout is within this layout, number 2. And so you can see our 2.1 title block. And then you can see our other layout, 2.2 start layout, and it's got 2 title blocks in it, and then it ends, and then there's the 2 end layout. So it gets a little complicated sometimes, but the best way to manage this is using your numbers, the number sequences of blocks, and this little page layout drop-down feature here that allows us to keep a good organizational eye or view on how our page is starting to lay out with the different blocks. We can actually keep adding in different layout managers within this number 2 layout manager here. We can add in another layout manager here after block 3. We can just scroll down here to this layout manager and just click next step. And we could set this to columns again and hit submit. And within this layout manager, we can add in some more title blocks, number at 4, and change the font size, and submit the block. And so you can just keep inserting layout managers and layering your website with these blocks and being able to place your text and your graphics and things like that wherever you want on a particular page. We can add in another title block here, number this 5, and so on. Now what we're showing you here really is not a very useful example to how to use layout managers. This is just more of a learning or an instructional feature of how to use layout managers. Practical use examples are what I'm going to show you next. And these are just some very basic examples that we've created in the past for templates or for different websites. And again, this can get very complicated in some of some of the newer designs and different things like that, but they all follow the same basic principles and structures, and that is that you can have a layout manager and it positions your blocks in rows or in columns. You can have a layout manager that has layout managers within it, so you can take a column and break up a part of it into rows like this, and then you can also break up a rows into columns like this right here. And this can continue on, and you could keep building and laying out your website until it's built and it looks exactly the way you want and it's pleasing and it allows you to market your products and services or your information, different things like that. So this is this covers our nested layout managers. And if you have any questions, you can type them within your questions box and we can answer them. But now what I'm going to show you next, while we're getting some questions coming in, is I'm going to show you our practical use examples. And so I'm just going to pull up some images that I've pulled up here. And this is a screenshot of a page builder page that has a fairly simple layout. And this layout here that I'm showing you right now is using three layout managers in order to get this page to look exactly like this. The first layout manager is this layout manager number one, and the best way to seeing what layouts contain what blocks is, again, following the border. So you can follow this outside border here all the way around. So layout block one covers everything, this entire page. And within this block one layout manager, we have another layout manager here called block 1.1. So again, it's the first block within block one. And following its border, you can see that this covers just these two blocks within block 1.1. So we've got block 1.1.1 and 1.1.2, two different blocks within this layout. It looks like we have a graphic block where you could place a logo and some button blocks for your buttons, navigation. And to the right of that block, 1.1, is block 1.2. So because these two blocks are side by side, we know that that layout manager 1 is set to columns. And because in both of these, the blocks are one on top of another down the page, we know that both of these, 1.1 and 1.2, are set to rows. And you can see that there is a place here for a page title, and then we have some default Latin text that fills in this space here. So this is one example of a practical use setup for layout managers. You can see that there's a layout manager goes around everything. Within that, two layout managers, one for the navigation part of the website as well as a logo, the other side for the page title and description and so on. The next practical use example is a little bit more basic than the first one. This one actually only uses just one layout manager. You have here a graphic block here at the top that is for the logo or the header graphic, and it goes all the way across the screen. There's no layout manager around it. And within block two here, we have our text or our description block that has our default Latin text in it. And to the right of that, we have our navigation block. And you can actually switch these back and forth, so it doesn't matter how it's laid out. But this is only really using just one layout manager block. So you can create a very good basic-looking website, or a little bit more complex, still good-looking design or layout of a website. And you don't really have very many limitations in how you lay out your web page. I think sometimes there are some really neat designs out there, and those neat designs can be laid out using layout managers, maybe just a few layout managers. And then there are some very complex designs out there that may use anywhere from 10 to 15 layout managers on a page. But once you understand the basics of layout managers and how they work, you can master the basics of laying out your website pretty quickly. Pretty much one of the most complicated or one of the tools that a lot of people don't really learn or understand the most is probably the layout managers But once you understand them, once you learn them and realize how they work and what you can do with them, you can do a lot with them. This is one of the key tools for building a design-pleasing website and one of the key things to success on the web. And it's right here all within our Page Builder program here at EasyNet Tools.
And one of the things I'd like to add, Tyler, is when you start using graphics and backgrounds in these, you can just do some incredible things in the pages.
Yes, that's correct. And there's just, again, a lot of features within the layout managers that we covered, backgrounds, padding, and so on. And what we're going to cover now is some cautions for easy layout manager blocks. And one of those cautions is deleting a layout manager block. We're going to go ahead and come back into our Page Builder page. And the first caution is deleting layout manager blocks. Now, to delete a block, as I mentioned earlier, you can just simply click on the red X for this block. So we could just delete block 5 here. It'll prompt and say, are you sure you want to delete this block? And we can say yes. Kind of similar to your Windows Vista cancel or allow type feature that you got going on. And this is just a security feature that makes sure, you know, if you accidentally click something, that you're not just messing up your page or deleting things without really knowing what you're doing. You could mess up your design pretty easily. But with layout managers, it's different. If we click on this red X here for block 2.2, which is one of our layout managers, the prompt is actually a little different. It says, what would you like to delete? Pressing delete blocks will delete all blocks within the layout. Okay, let me explain that. It will delete everything within this layout manager block, including the layout manager block. So it will delete block 2.2, 2.3, 2.4, and so on. And it'll remove itself and all the blocks within it. And if we click delete layout only, it will delete the layout manager block only and leave all the blocks within it. So let's just check out the two examples here that we have here. So if we go back to our website by clicking cancel, and once we're back to our website here, we have a block 2.2.3, and we just have one block within it, which is kind of unnecessary unless we want to put other blocks in here side by side. So we could delete this layout here, 2.2.3. So we click on this little red X here, and we click delete layout only. And when our page refreshes, we should not see that block anymore, and block 4 should be in right below block 3. So as you can see here, we've just deleted just the layout only, and now all we have is block 2.1, 2, and 3 with our number blocks in it. There's no space here. The layout manager block is gone. We've deleted it. But let's say we no longer need this layout manager number 1 up here, and we don't need these three blocks within it, because maybe we're going to put a graphic block here, and that'll be the header of our website. So we can click on this little red X here for block 1, layout manager, and we can say we want to delete blocks. We basically want to delete everything, so we're going to click delete blocks. And when the page refreshes, the layout manager and all of its blocks are gone. We've completely removed that entire layout manager and all of its blocks. So all we have left now is just our second example of layout managers nested, and you can see that as we delete blocks and different things like that, the numbers change. So this is now block 1 instead of 2, and this is 1.1 instead of 2.1, and so on. And again, understanding the number sequencing is one of the key things to using layout manager blocks and being effective with them and maintaining your website. So that's one caution, is you just want to make sure you understand deleting and removing layout managers. The second caution is with form builder blocks. And although we haven't gone over any form builder blocks within this webinar, in the past we have. And what you want to try not to do with form builder blocks is use layout manager blocks. The problem with that is that it sometimes disables certain features within the form builder. If you have a form builder block and you wanted to make certain parts of that form secure, or make part of the form so that the information is required, if you use a layout manager block, block around certain parts of the form, it will remove some of that functionality. So it's an important thing to remember. With form builder blocks, you don't want to use any layouts within there unless you don't need some of the functionality that that you can set within forms. And then the very last caution is too much of a good thing is a bad thing, and that is too much nesting can be very bad. While the layout manager is a good tool, it really shouldn't be overused, and some people get into great trouble trying to create the layout they want and end up with dozens of layout manager blocks when they could probably accomplish the same thing with two or three layout managers. And one of the things, too, that you might notice if you start getting with layout managers block is you might end up with block numbers that are just really long. Right now, we've only been dealing with block 1 and 1.1 and 1.2.1 and so on, but you could really have, with so many layout managers, you could have a block 1.1.3.7.6.4.1.7 and so on. And so you just really want to make sure that you don't overdo it and just use the very necessities that you need. If you built your site and you just take a look at it and you notice that, oh, I really don't need some of these layout managers, just remove some of those layout managers or try to do some of what you've already done without layout managers and different things like that. And it just helps it in organization and managing your website. Because one of the things we don't want to do is we don't want to take an easy tool and overcomplicate it so it's not easy anymore. Because as a business owner, you know, it can be very frustrating and very easy to not want to do this if it's too complicated. And so to make your life a little easier and not to overcomplicate it, we don't want to do too many, or we don't want to use too many layout managers. And so that ends our cautions for using and working with layout managers. And so I'm just going to follow up everything that we've covered. We've covered some of the basics of Page Builder. We've covered adding blocks by clicking on the green plus sign. We've covered editing blocks by clicking on this little pencil edit icon. Saving a page when you're done, this file drop down at the top left here, save. This page layout feature, which is very nice with working with layouts because it shows us our layout and then all the blocks that are within that particular layout. And so it kind of shows us what's within a layout and what's not. We have covered the basics of layout manager blocks, adding them and how to select their layout style. We could actually change this block 1 layout style to rows pretty quickly and very easily and change the whole structure of this page. And maybe we want to change this one here to rows now or to columns. And so just by changing those two layout manager blocks, I've completely changed the whole structure of this page very quickly and very easily. We've covered all of the features within the layout manager block. We've covered the layout style, the backgrounds, which again is the background behind the layout manager, which is the entire layout manager, so all of the blocks within it. Padding, which is the space between the blocks and the border of the layout manager. Borders. Block options, which shows you all of the blocks within the layout manager, allows you to set a width, the alignment, and the background features. Borders and space between the blocks and padding within the blocks, these are for the individual blocks. CSS and inserting a blank line. We've showed you examples of nested layout managers, and as you can see here, it's one layout manager that goes around this entire thing with another layout manager within it that has blocks within it and so on. And we've showed you some examples and some cautions. Again, to go over the cautions, when you're deleting layout manager blocks, make sure that you know what you're deleting. Are you deleting just the layout and keeping all the blocks within it? Or are you deleting everything, the blocks and the layout manager? and using too many layout managers can be a bad thing. Try to keep it simple. Try to keep it organized and not use too many. And try not to use layout managers within form builder blocks. And this is really the key to laying out and building your fancy or dream site and being able to make sure that it's laid out well and that it looks good and starting out on the web and with a website. So this concludes our Easy Layout Manager webinar. And if you have any questions, we'll go ahead and move on to Bruce now and go from there.
Okay. I'd like to take back control, and we will go into a question and answer session. So let me go back to that. Okay, I've got one question from Cheryl. Let me unmute your phone here, Cheryl. Yes, Cheryl, go ahead. Can you hear me there, Cheryl? Okay, I guess she does not have a capability to speak on her phone. So, Cheryl, if you're there, go ahead and type a question in, or if anyone else has a question, go ahead and just type it into the question box, and we will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. So if you'd like to just raise your hand, I'll unmute your microphone. So looks like we don't have any questions, Tyler. You must have done a really good job, or everyone's asleep, one or the other. So so we'll go ahead and wrap up our webinar today. If you do have any questions, we'd sure be happy for you to give us a call. Give us a call to our technical support. The number is 208-356-8361, or you can email us at support@easynettools.net, and we would certainly be happy to take care of you. Anything we do. Oh, looks like we do have one more question. How do you add links to images? You answer that, Tyler?
Yes, I can. Within the graphic block, and I don't know, do we have time to show them visually, or?
I think we're just wrapping it up here, so okay. If you could give us a quick answer.
Well, if you're working with images, you have what's called a graphic block, and within the graphic block is a link section, and there is two options here that you can do for linking to a website or to a larger image or so on. The first one is a browse feature that opens up a browse window that allows you to link to any one of your pages that are on your account or any of your pictures or different things like that. And then the other feature is you can actually just copy and paste or type in the link manually into the link box. And you'd want to make sure you use HTTP colon and then your two forward slashes, but you can essentially type in www.easynettools.net if you wanted to link to EasyNet Tools or Microsoft.com and so on. So those are the two ways that you could link an image to another page or to another file or different things like that.
Okay, thank you, Tyler. We'll go ahead and wrap up this webinar. We'd like to thank everyone for coming. We have recorded this webinar, but we will repeat it again next week. So if you'd like to come back to this same webinar, we'll record it again, and we'll actually put that one up on EasyNet University. And we're just starting to get those up there. I believe yesterday and the day before, I put up our first webinar, the basics of Easy Page Builder, or Easy Page Builder Basics. So if you haven't taken a look at that, you'd like to go back and watch that, that's our first one up, and we'll be getting the other ones up there. Hopefully in the next few weeks. So thanks for coming today. We hope you have a great day. Glad to be here to share this information with you and look forward to future webinars. Also on EasyNet University, you'll be able to go through and see the entire schedule that we've got set up of upcoming webinars. We're starting to flesh that in as well. You can register for some of them now, and we'll be scheduling the additional webinars, but I think we've got 2 months worth of webinars laid out there, so you can go see what's coming up in the future. So thanks for coming today. We appreciate you too, Tyler. So thanks for being with us. We'd like to wish everyone a great day. Thank you. Bye.